Hi, this is Jim from Safety Wars. Before we start the program, I want to make sure everyone understands that we often talk about OSHA and EPA citations, along with some other regulatory actions from other agencies, legal cases, and criminal activity. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Proposed fines are exactly that, and they are often litigated, reduced, or vacated. We use available public records, news accounts, and press releases. We cannot warranty or guarantee the details of any of the stories we share, since we are not directly involved with these stories, at least not most of the time. Enjoy the show.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
From the border of liberty and prosperity. We're not there yet. We're right on the border. And the highway to the north. This is Jim Poulsel for Safety Wars with a special Sunday night edition, April 7th, 2024. This is our eclipse edition. We're going to be talking about the eclipse, the great, I don't know what they're calling. The last one was the great American eclipse. Now it's the great apocalyptic eclipse. I don't know. I don't know what to call this. All I know is I am going to take my children out of school to observe the eclipse. Because that's what we do around here. We're into experiences. I hope everybody else out there is going to be doing something similar. And don't forget to use your eye protection, your special eclipse eye protection. Well, they're all over that. We'll be talking a little bit about safety with the eclipse. And yes, we will talk about the one thing we're not really supposed to talk about in polite society. Religion. And as we have found out over the last generation, because we don't talk about religion, then nobody knows how to really discuss religion. Now you're going to say, well, what's that have to do with safety? It has to do with safety. I'll share some of my experience with the end times eschatology. We heard a lot about it. Last night, or I should say Friday night, we got wrapped up doing some stuff. So now that my life has calmed down a lot, I'm noticing I have time for doing things that I have not had time for doing in a long time. So Friday, I was a lumberjack the entire day, and I was completely shot by the end of the day. You know? Just one of those things. But anyway, I don't even know where to begin. On Friday morning, I was seeing a family member who is in long-term care. And on the way there, I was driving in northern New Jersey, and it came on the radio, on all of the AM radio, because, you know, AM, you know, FM, AM always beats FM when it comes to reporting on emergencies, because that's the official network that normally the government uses, emergency broadcast system and everything else. But strangely enough, and alarmingly, in my opinion at least, AM radio is being phased out because of interference from all the other devices like Bluetooth. You got iHeart. It's one of them. Now, we broadcast on iHeart here in their podcast network. We also, Jay Allen is on iHeart Radio with his Rated R Safety Show, and we have the Safety M Network. So, you know, a lot of these companies are now iHeart. But what... No, what's my point here? AM radio is being phased out because of all this electronic stuff that's out there, replacements and everything else. But AM radio is important. Why? Because it does not go down usually. Internet will go down. Satellite radio will go down. AM radio is there. It's essential. Right? We did a very lengthy show on AM radio. There's a bill in Congress right now. I'm not sure what the status is about getting AM radio up, with that, making it mandatory in cars, for example. Now, this is what ends up happening here. I'm driving North Jersey, and there's an earthquake, 4.8 on the Richter scale. And we've been dealing, even up until today, with aftershocks. We're told to expect aftershocks until the middle of next week. I said, well, we're happy. Let's be happy that wasn't a force shock, right? Now, in the Northeast, we're not really prepared for earthquakes. It's really not on our mind. It's, so back in 1990, 91, 92, in that area, no, I was a young undergrad at Stockton State College, now Stockton University. And remember, this is before internet. We had chat rooms, what would be chat, I even forget what they call them in 91, where some of the professors would have you go into basically what was a chat room on the VAX system, I believe it was. And you'd be there on your station. Think of it like this for your younger folks. We had, for years, self-contained computers on the C drive. Then once we got the internet, now it evolved into the cloud. So you have the cloud, and now you have all cloud-based, and we're broadcasting from a cloud-based system right now, all online. And now you can think of the cloud as the old mainframe, and everything else is just a workstation. That's how I think of it. And I'm sure a lot of tech-savvy people are going to go out there and complain. But, you know, you would have chat rooms and people, you know, and everything else. This was the beginning of this whole social media thing. On the forerunner of it. Anyway, I'm running through there. I'm walking through there, doing my thing in the Stockton. And what do you know? I'm browsing to do the research, and I come across this book. It's a government document. So we didn't have the internet. We had government document libraries. Stockton was one of them. And I pull out a book, and it says Earthquakes of New Jersey. And it had years and years and years of records on earthquakes of New Jersey. And they were all basically around what we call the Lake of Patcong area. The earthquake on Friday morning was 7 miles west of the Pepac Gladstone, New Jersey. You could say, well, where the hell is that? Think of Donald Trump's Bedminster golf club, and it was like west of there, 7 miles roughly. No, I believe it was northwest of that, yeah, of that golf club, right in Bedminster. Anyway, very well known, by the way. You go down that block where there's one block in Bedminster, and it's like a who's who of everybody in New Jersey. You have the old DeLorean estate, which is something else now, right? The DeLorean, the car, right? No, you have the former governor, Christine Todd Whitman. I don't know if she still lives there. You have millionaires after millionaires and billionaires all down there. Steve Forbes. It used to be that Steve Forbes had an office on Route 206 in Bedminster there. And Malcolm Forbes. And there's a roundabout story that if it weren't for, consider the chaos theory, Malcolm Forbes was like friends with one of my employers, former employers, and he was able to build up his reputation due to this friendship with Malcolm Forbes. Anyway, long story, don't need to go into it. Back to where we are. That's where it is. Lebanon, New Jersey, a reported final resting place for Aleister Crowley of the most evil man in England. He came up with the religion Thelema, but anyway, I digress. I'm a polymath, as my title shows. Now, the eclipse. We're getting a lot, all different times, even before the earthquakes, right, on Friday. Now, everybody's going nuts. You can hear the other wars website out there. They're going nuts over conspiracies and everything else. And I Googled, right, eclipse conspiracy theories. And I came down with a whole list of them here, right? So, right here we have some town, the clowns, right? Yeah. Sometimes the eclipse path has declared a state of emergency. But it's because everyone's going to these towns. And, the eclipse will not cause the collapse of power grids and communication systems across the USA. Yeah, that's what we hear. The power grids are going to go. No, it is not a significant That 2020 world class over 2017's eclipse path, right? A TikTok viewer with over 10 million views suggests that we should be suspicious that April 8th's eclipse path crosses the U.S. in the opposite direction than 2017 eclipse, making a big X over the U.S. This has never happened in the U.S. Last I checked, we've been here for like 4.5 billion years on planet Earth. How the hell do you know? Come on. Get with it, people. Right? No, the eclipse is not passing over 8 towns called Nineveh. If you're familiar with the Bible, right, you had Nineveh as one of the cities mentioned in there. I believe it's Jonah and the whale, or the big fish, as I was corrected by Brother Vinny in the 9th grade. All right? No, the earth is flat and, you know, all this stuff is all this conspiracy. Now, I'm going to tell everybody to please take a chill pill here. Right now. And then the earthquakes hit. Oh, there's going to be earthquakes right here. Let's see if I can do a share screen without fouling this up here. I'm going to share USGS, right? Because this is open source. Stuff here. And let's see here. Okay. This is the list of the latest earthquakes from the USGS here. Now, let's do this. All right. Yes, I know I'm small on here, right? But we'll go with it for a couple minutes. So here we have significant earthquakes in the past month. 3.8 in Gladstone. I felt that one. That's right by one of our listeners out there. Gloria used to live right in the epicenter of this eclipse. And this, this earthquake, literally, that this was like right next to our house here in Gladstone. That was there. Then we had White House Station on Friday, which was also in New Jersey. All right, then we have, that was a 4.8. Then we had a 6.8 on Friday also in the Maug Islands in Northern Marianas. Where is this? Right here. That's Ventano. There, I think that's the Maug Islands there. All right. Yeah, Maug Islands, Northern Marianas Islands. That is... I believe part of the United States, don't quote me on that, as like a protectorate or something like that. Belden, California, 4.4. Julian City on Wednesday, 6.4. Julian City on April 2nd, 7.4. And we could go, and there's data going out all the way back for decades. Earthquakes are nothing new. They happen all the time, as I said, what I learned at Stockton State College of browsing books in the government documents section, looking for something else, right? That happens. That's going to happen. Now, the eclipse, right? So, now, all through history, people who were able to predict eclipses, they use it to their advantage, especially, I believe it was Columbus, with the was on one of his voyages, he went and did this, right? So here we have the NASA website. Here, hold on eclipses. That show up? No, of course not. Hold on here. Stop sharing. Share. Screen. Okay, here we go. 2024 solar eclipse. Here, total solar eclipse. This is from NASA.gov. Right, on April 8th, 2024, a total solar eclipse will cross North and Central America. So if we go here, right, and let's see if this will play. All right, so this is from 11:40 04 a.m. right? And then it's going to slowly go. No, I don't want the real rate. And let's see, as the world turns. Right, and we see this here. Let's go again. And you can see right where the band is, where that is going. Speed it up. And that's what we're looking at here. That's the NASA graphic. All right, so here's the shade coming over and the shade coming over, and we're up here in New York, and that we're going to be at like a 90% eclipse here in our area. So what's the point here? Eclipses have happened all the time, just the way it is. We're not going to, again, no need for alarm. And I know some people are very upset that I'm going to say that, but I really don't care. I mean, people are. Okay, here we say, on April 8th, 2024, a solar eclipse will go across the United States. Safety is the number one priority, always the number one priority. Except during the brief solar eclipse. Except during the brief total phase of the total solar eclipse, when the moon completely blocks the sun's bright face. What? Does it have a smiley face or something? I don't know. It is not safe to look directly at the sun without specialized eye protection for solar viewing. So I went out and I got those solar glasses and everything. We'll figure that out. Now, I mean, they're like a shade like 50, you know, something ridiculous. Viewing any part of the bright sun where, as opposed to a welding shield, it's 10 to 15, depending on what you're doing and how you're set up. Right, viewing any part of the bright sun through the camera lens, binoculars, or telescope without special purpose solar filters secured over the front of optics will instantly cause severe eye injury. You don't want this kind of eye injury. When watching the partial eclipse, when watching the partial phases of the solar eclipse directly with your eyes, which happens before and after totality, you must look through safe solar viewing glasses or eclipse scale glasses. And there is another indirect method where you can set up a projector and have the sun to your eyes and sun to your back, and you punch a hole into an index card, and you're able to get a projection on the ground of the total solar eclipse. You can make your own eclipse projector, and there's stuff online, and I mean, you know, they taught us back in the 70s.